This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي فالحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ثم ما بعد. Before the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Kaaba was still in the custody of these people, this tribe called Quraysh. And of course, they had lots of idols surrounding this entire region. A couple of things you should know about that history, in brief, is that the Arabs, the tribes of that region, were very violent and they easily broke out into fights against each other, but nobody picked a fight with the Quraysh. And this is so because they considered the Quraysh to have a sacred status, that of being custodians of the house of worship, where all of these different tribes, their idols were also housed here. So one of the reasons was they're sacred custodians, yet another reason was that if we mess with them, they might break the idol that's sitting hostage inside Makkah. So there were lots of reasons to consider them neutral. This is why they could travel whenever they want and enjoyed more economic freedom than others. This is something that caught the attention of a king in Yemen, Abraha, who now saw that the center of travel, because of its religious value, people go there, do their religious rituals, you know, worship the gods that they worship, and then move on. And they go and do their trip. So that became their main pit stop in travel. And thus it became an economic center. And that's the reason also why Mecca enjoyed a lot of like economic activity. And so he became upset about that and said, well, why shouldn't my city and why shouldn't Yemen and the region should be a better economic center? But the way to do that would have to be, I'd have to build my own Kaaba. I'd have to build another center of worship. So he builds it, hoping that the Arabs will now have reverence to this more elaborate center. But they actually, the rest of the Arab tribes considered that a joke. Some even went there and defiled the place. And he got really, really upset. And he realized the only way that he's gonna be able to shift attention away from Mecca is to destroy the city altogether, or just particularly destroy the Kaaba. So back then, they didn't have bulldozers, but the easiest way to bulldoze something or run something over is to bring elephants along. So he brings an army of elephants along, and the idea is nobody's going to get in their path, and they're just going to ransack and just run over the Kaaba and destroy it once and for all. Of course, the Meccans, some say, according to historical accounts, that the Meccans fled the city. They literally went up into the valley because they couldn't handle, you know, taking on this massive army of elephants that's coming. And yet Allah sent birds that would just throw pebbles like sniper fire and would, you know, it just wiped out the entire army, and they went off running. فَجَعَلَهُمْ كَحَسْفٍ مَأْكُولَ like Surah Al-Fil says, that he turned them into like eaten hay. That's what they look like. So he really annihilated them by this divine intervention. Now, before this, the Quraysh enjoyed kind of a sacred status because they're custodians of the house. But now word spread across Arabia that these guys are actually like divinely aided because look, they didn't even have to defend the house of Allah themselves. You know, Allah sent birds from the sky to defend them, and they were able to defeat the impossible army of elephants, right? So it legitimized the Quraysh's place even more. Now, what Allah does about that story and that event is that He takes ownership of it again. Instead of using that to legitimize the Quraysh, He says, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ. Didn't you see how your master dealt with the people of the elephant? In other words, what Allah is telling His messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is that actually because He's your master, and you're the one who has to restore the legacy of that house that should be preserved. It's because of you that that house was preserved. Because you're the final messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you have to restore the legacy of Ibrahim, alaihi salam. And that's why this house was actually preserved, not because the Quraysh are special or anything like that. The final thing you should know about this surah as you study it, just a little bit of historical background, is that this beautifully is actually the first part of the prayer of Ibrahim, alaihi salam, fulfilled. Many thousands of years ago, when he built the Kaaba, as he was building it, there was no city around, there was nothing around, and he looks around at this vast emptiness, and says, رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا. Master, make this into a place that is safe, a city that is safe. Now, you know, literally thousands of years later, the safety of the city is more in question than it's ever been. An army of elephants is coming to crush the city. And yet Allah preserved the safety of that place. And that's actually Allah fulfilling that first part of the prayer of Ibrahim alayhi salam. With that, alhamdulillah, you have a good introduction to Surah Al-Fil. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.